Hey losers, and welcome back to another episode of
Rebellion.
Today we're going to be talking about protest music in the 60s.
Protest music usually dealt with three main issues: war, women's suffrage, and slavery. In the 60s, much of the anti-protest music was about the Vietnam War, though. Before the anti-war movement gained much popularity, many artists wrote about disliking war. These artists include Peter Yarrow, Paul Stuckey, Mary Travers, Joan Baez, Judy Collins, Pete Seeger, Phil Ochs, Tom Paxton, and others.
So the Vietnam War was from November 1st, 1955 through April 30th, 1975, and it was mostly between North and South Vietnam, and South Vietnam's main ally was America, and the war was intensified by the Cold War. Some Vietnam War songs were...
The Association...
No, it's made by the Association.
Yes, the Association made Requiem for the Masses. Joan Baez made Saigon Bride. Country Joe and the Fish made I Feel Like I'm Fixin' to Die Rag. Ohio was by Crosby, Still, Nash, and Young. The War Drags On by Donovan. American Eagle Tragedy by Earth Opera. Volunteers by Jefferson Airplane. Talkin' Vietnam Blues by Phil Ochs. White Boots Marching in a Yellow Land, also by Phil Ochs. Okay. The Give Peace a Chance by the Plastic Ono Band. And Waist Deep in Big Muddy by Pete Seeger.
And all of these were arranged from the 1960s, as in 1965, through 1969. So... That's fun. Phil Ochs or Ochs, we really don't know how we're going to pronounce his name today. He wrote a lot of songs about war, and I'll get into more of that later, but he wrote a song called Talking Vietnam Blues, and I'm about to tell you some like lyrics from the song. So, friends, comma, the very next day we trained some more. Who should I meet but President
Diem,
said, you're fighting to keep Vietnam free for good old democracy. That means rule by one family and 15,000 American troops, give or take a few thousand American troops. Well, comma, I walked through the jungle and around the bend. We burned some villages down to the floor. Yes, we burned out the jungles far and wide, made sure those red apes had no place left to hide. Threw all the people in reclamation camps under lock and key, made damn sure they're free. And then war in general is actually really hard on the countries involved and even the countries not involved, just like the economy as a whole and the personal lives of people, which is not always a thing that we talk about in history, like being historians and such. We talk more about the big picture, especially in world history. But we do have to remember that people's personal lives were touched by war, and they struggled every day with war, and people are going to write songs about it because music is emotion. And war is a big deal and really hard on people. We lose people to war, we lose part of ourselves to war, and it's not always a good time. So some songs about war in general are
Sky Pilot by Eric Bundon and the Animals, Burden, sorry, The Universal Soldier by Glen Campbell, The Universal Soldier by Donovan, and The Unknown Soldier by The Doors, Masters of War by Bob Dylan, Kill for Peace by The Fugs, Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire, Cruel War by Peter, Paul, and Mary, The Dolphin by Kenny Rankin, What Have They Done to the Rain by Malvina Reynolds, What Have They Done to the Rain by The Searchers, 7 o'clock News / Silent Night by Simon and Garfunkel.
And those songs range from 1962 to 1969. So now to talk more about Phil Ochs, I guess. My boy Phil, okay, he was big on the war things. he had a whole entire album titled I Ain't Marching Anymore, which was all about war and had various songs about war and his experiences with war and stuff. And that's just another, like, prime example of the fact that war touches lives. And protest music comes from that, exactly. So, see you next time, loser!